Welcome, listeners, to the IGU Commission of Mountain Studies podcast series, where we bring together geographers and mountain researchers from around the world who contribute to mountain studies and to the wider geographical community. We'll also be speaking with scholars interested in mountain research, including member of our commission highlighting their work through conversations that explore both global and regional mountain environments. My name is Neslihan, and I serve as Secretary of IGU Commission of Mountain Studies. Today, as the very first episode of our series, I am especially pleased to be joined by the Chair of our Commission, Professor Fausto Sarmiento. In this talk, we'll get to know him more closely and talk about our Commission of Mountain Studies and its work. Professor Sarmiento, welcome to the podcast. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure, indeed.
Thank you. Maybe we can start with your background. Could you briefly tell us about your academic journey and areas of expertise?
I am a landscape ecologist turned mountain geographer due to the intricacies of mountainscapes and their socio-ecological systems affecting biocultural heritage preservation and agrodiversity conservation. I studied a bachelor's degree in biology at the Catholic University of Ecuador in Quito, a master's of science in tropical ecology at the Ohio State University in Columbus, Ohio, and a PhD in landscape ecology at the University of Georgia in Athens. I was a postdoc to renowned late Professor Eugene Odum, and got mentored by Professors Bruno Messerli, Jack Ives, Larry Hamilton, and Daniel Gady. They were truly giants in the discipline of mountain studies and established montology, which is my area of expertise.
That's a really compelling perspective. What really stands out is how your work brings together ecological, cultural, and social dimensions, exactly the kind of integrated thinking mountain research needs today. And I think this is where montology becomes especially meaningful, not just a field, but as a way of understanding mountain as complex, interconnected systems. Perhaps we can come back to montology in more detail later, but for now, I'd like to take a step back and go a bit more personal. How did you first get interested in mountain studies? What drew you to this field?
I was born and raised in Quito, Ecuador, and developed my identity because of the wonderful avenue of mountains and the impressive biodiversity of the Interandean valleys and the Andean flanks. I wanted to understand the dimension that made Alexander von Humboldt consider the tropical Andes as the birthplace of ecology. Logically, I saw things that were not mentioned in the traditional narrative of mountain geography. Hence, I started a new angle to debunk the Humboldtian paradigm and to offer holistic views of the nature-culture hybrids that are obvious in Trop-Andean mountainscapes.
That's a really powerful and thought-provoking perspective. What I find especially interesting is how your experience in the tropical Andes led you to question some of the more traditional ways of understanding mountain systems. And what really stands out is focus on role of human presence and cultural practices of what you describe as natural cultural hybrids in shaping mountain landscapes, particularly in the Trop-Andean context. I think this really opens up an important discussion today, moving beyond purely biophysical interpretations toward a more integrated socio-ecological and biocultural perspective. So, building on that, would you say your work is helping to reshape how we understand mountain system beyond the classical Humboldtian framework? And how does this perspective help us better understand tropical mountain landscape today?
I would like to think so. If you read almost every major work of mountain geography, you will find out that the montological approach has increasingly been used in the last two decades. But my contribution to the discipline includes the decolonial scholarship that is defining the previous 5 years, where scientific narratives are generated with the perspective of the global south, mainly from neotropical mountains. One example is the inclusion of cryptoecology to find the essence of place that most ecologists aim to find. Those emergent properties that include sacred sites, sentient mountains, and spiritual dimensions are at the crux of the new understanding of the total mountain socio-ecological system concept.
Wow, that's really interesting, because it kind of pushes us to rethink what we even consider as valid knowledge in mountain studies. I mean, bringing in things like spiritual dimensions or the idea of sentient landscape isn't something we always see in more conventional academic approaches, but at the same time, it feels like a really important step if we want to understand mountain as lived, meaningful places, especially in tropical regions. And it also makes me think whether this is something we should be looking at more globally beyond just tropical mountain context. So I'd like to connect this to your role within the commission. How did your relationship with the commission begin, and how would you describe your role as a chair?
I have followed the work of famous geographers who chaired the IGU Commission in the past. I recall my realization as a young ecology student with a mountain geoecology trend led by Karl Troll and Gerardo Budowski, who respectively left the commission with an emphasis on high altitude geoecology of the tropical Americas and established the United Nations University for Peace in Costa Rica. Later, with the helm of the commission held by Jack Ives, I was convinced in following the trend of montological approaches for mountain dilemmas for development that instilled via the UNU-supported research on highland-lowland dynamics with Bruno Messerli, chairing the commission. I became member of IGU as president of the Andean Mountains Association. In 1998, I organized an international symposium on fragile ecosystems and sustainable development, anticipating the International Year of Mountains in 2002. Later, on the Commission of Diversity in Mountain Systems chaired by Jörg Stadelbauer, the impetus of the cultural geography of mountains was notable. This commission was later changed to Mountain Responses to Climate Change, and I became a member of the steering committee. Following his retirement, my colleagues from Mexico and Russia suggested my name as chair of the Commission of Mountain Studies that exists today. As chair, with the help of a wonderful team of vice chairs and a wonderfully proactive secretary, my role is to facilitate anything related to move montology to the next level by catalyzing research initiatives, promoting outreach and communication, developing educational materials, and serving as a node for networking among professionals with the same montological affiliation.
It's really fascinating to hear how your journey with the commission evolved over time, from your early influences to eventually taking on a leadership role. What really stands out is how your described role of chair, not just a position, but as something much more dynamic, actively shaping research, fostering collaboration, and strengthening the global network around mountain studies. And I think this is also reflected in the diversity of our members and how well we work together as a team, bringing different perspectives into a shared vision. I also find it really interesting how your work connects past efforts with the Commission's current direction, showing a clear continuity while adapting to new challenges in mountain research. But speaking of history, I'd love to take a step back and look at the origin of the Commission. Could you share a brief story about the Commission's founding and its origin goals?
Our Commission of Mountain Studies continues the legacy of famous geographers like Troll, Ives, Messerly, and Stadelbauer, in that it becomes the interdisciplinary hub for innovation of mountain research and studies, as well as for the application of restoration and regenerative programs for community engagement in sustainable mountain development. With the advent of decolonial scholarship, the Commission is taking a step towards transdisciplinary studies to validate Western, Eastern, and Global South science and knowledge about mountains. We are also incorporating young researchers as well as seasoned scholars to stimulate the intersection of physical sciences, social sciences, humanities, and aesthetics around the mountain theme.
Great to hear how the Commission continues the legacy of past leaders, serving as an interdisciplinary hub for mountain research and sustainable development. For listeners interested in learning more or getting involved, all initiatives and updates can be found on the Commission's website at igumountains.org. So, building on that, I am curious, how do these efforts show up in the Commission's global presence? How would you describe the Commission's position in the international scientific community? For instance, in 2025, the Commission was involved in major events around the world, Frozen Past in Quito, International Mountain Conference, September, SECTEI, December, and the IPSA 10 Public Forum this March. Could you talk a bit about why these events were important for the Commissions and what we gained from participating?
As a result of many synergies present around mountain research globally, our Commission position in the international scientific community maintains its presence, straddling between hard science and soft science and the humanities and arts, applied to the better understanding of mountain systems. The Commission of Mountain Studies is part of the Mountain Research Initiative, MRI, the Mountain Partnership at FAO, the International Program of the Satoyama Initiative, IPSI, the Global Land Program, GLP, the Mountain Sentinels, and other mountain-related groups. With professional presence at regional and national geographical associations, such as the American Association of Geographers, AAG, the Mountain Geography Specialty Group, MGSG, the Latin American Geographical Council, LAGC, the Pan American Institute of Geography and History, IPGH, and the Pan American Center for Geographical Research and Studies, CEPEIGE.
Impressive to see how the Commission wide-ranging expertise and international connection foster collaboration and contribute to mountain research on a global scale. The Commission's membership is impressively diverse, spanning continents, disciplines, and career stages. For our listeners who may be curious about the breadth of expertise involved, could you give a snapshot of who makes up the Commission in terms of continents, disciplines, and career stages?
Certainly. We have members from every continent, except Antarctica. We have presence from many countries of Europe, the Americas, Asia, Australasia, and Africa. The roster of mountain geographers in the Commission includes geomorphologists, hydrologists, meteorologists, glaciologists, biologists, anthropologists, archaeologists, city planners, environmental designers, ecologists, climate scientists, and mountaineers. We have recently created an honorary membership to include full-fledged emeritus mountain geographers who have made a difference in the establishment of montology. Then we have tenured professors, associate and assistant professors, doctors in geography, and recent graduates. We are aiming to attract more graduate students and junior researchers to engross the ranks of an increasing list of membership into the IGU, Commission of Mountain Studies.
Such a wide range of members for different continents, disciplines, and career stages really highlights the strength and richness of our commission's network. Building on this, could you share how the commission's approaches interdisciplinary collaboration and what benefits or opportunities this global network offers our listeners?
Sure. We tend to identify common topics of interest and aim to problematize narratives that have been traditionally used without nuance. For instance, our commission has developed a book series with Springer Verlag Nature on Montology, with 3 published volumes and a 4th one in preparation. We invite famous authors to contribute with young co-authors with different situational background and geographical settings, and even different culture and language. All of our volumes of the series stress this interdisciplinary collaboration, and it is a testament of the catalytic effort towards the new montological approach to mountain studies. There are many benefits from being a member of the Commission of Mountain Studies of IGU. For starters, a member is alerted of the latest trends of mountain research and relates to a network of likely colleagues that will converge in a team for collaborative research or study and be part of global initiatives channeled through the commission. Also, a member could generate questions or initiatives to activate the network to support activism in favor of mountain communities, with an active presence on social media and the worldwide website. A member also becomes an advocate of transdisciplinary approaches for understanding mountains as socio-ecological systems, and it is part of a listserv with announcements of interest for the discipline. There are opportunities related to potential research grants supported by the underwriting of the commission. Often, members receive requests to become editors or associate editors of the special issues of professional journals, and the invitation to contribute with their manuscripts to the different volumes of the Montology book series with Springer. There are opportunities to partake in international symposia within the regional or international geography congresses convened by the IGU and have access to travel support offered for those specific events. In addition, there are opportunities to serve as an envoy to assess or evaluate specific mountain ecosystems in risk of disasters and to contribute data for environmental statements needed for conservation campaigns.
Thank you so much, Fausto, for sharing all these opportunities and potential initiatives with our listeners. Being part of the commission offers so many concrete possibilities, and it really shows how membership can translate in active engagement and global impact. Speaking of which, could you share some highlights of the commission's current projects, conferences, publications, or working groups, and perhaps some examples of international collaboration or interactions with stakeholders?
Sure. The Commission of Mountain Studies pretends to institutionalize the organization of international symposia of mountain studies linked to the regional and international congresses organized by IGU. We are also committed to have a strong presence at the International Mountain Conference, organized every 3 years at Innsbruck, Austria, as well as to partake at the International Mountain Forum, organized by the FAO Mountain Partnership. On the same way, we started to celebrate International Mountain Day on December 11th with international workshops that had been held face-to-face and online in Turkey and in India. We have co-sponsored international meetings such as the Territories with Memory ecological legacies of deserts, seas, and mountains, the frozen past seeks science, humanities, and aesthetics of ice through time, and the global IPCEI 10 that met for the first time in more than a decade in the Americas. We continue with the option of producing special issues in professional journals such as Land, Sustainability, Journal of Mountain Sciences, and forthcoming Journal of Alpine Research, Mountain Research and Development, and Journal of Mountain Studies. In addition, we have an active book series produced with Springer Nature Switzerland on montology, with 3 published volumes, a 4th approved and in progress, and 5th and 6th volumes being planned for the next 2 years. There are 5 working groups identified by collaborative efforts in theoretical montology, disaster risk reduction, climate change and glacial resiliency, urban montology, and biocultural heritage conservation. A recent successful example is the collaboration with the United Nations University Institute of Advanced Studies of Sustainability, the Superior Polytechnic School of Chimborazo, and the University of Georgia in organizing the Global IPCEI 10 International Conference Public Forum with the assistance of our commission. In addition, a technical excursion was held to visit Mount Chimborazo and the mountain village of Guano in Ecuador. A recent article published in Pirineos, the Journal of Mountain Ecology, published by the Spain Science and Technology Council, reflect the co-authorships of some of our commission members.
It's really inspiring to see how the commission carries out its work on a global scale, fostering collaboration, research, and engagement across mountain studies. The impact of these activities is impressive, and it's exciting to see how they will continue to grow in the years ahead. I am especially looking forward to the upcoming International Symposium of Mountain Studies this August at the IGU Regional Conference in Istanbul, which promises to be a highly proactive event bringing together members and mountain researchers from around the world. With all this momentum, it feels like the perfect moment to look ahead. Could you share your strategic goals and vision for the Commission's visibility and impact?
To increase the visibility of our Commission, we have implemented a very ambitious plan to communication with social media and website, as well as the implementation of a podcast. We hope to capture funding that will allow participation of junior researchers in the international symposia at the IGU congresses. A group of members is also considering the production of a best practices series to highlight successes of resilient mountain communities. We are also planning to bring the participation of women in mountain landscapes by highlighting their role, celebrating International Women's Day in March 8th, and having a special section in our website to highlight women mountaineers and women scientists of mountain systems. We have had the first podcast of the Mountain Communication Series with the president of IGU and her vision for women mountain geographers.
All of the Commission's initiatives are truly inspiring. As you mentioned, our special International Women's Day episode with IGU President Professor Natalie was fantastic. It highlighted gender equality and the important role of women in academia and within the IGU. For anyone who missed it, the episode is available on our website and Spotify. As we continue these efforts, I want to emphasize how excited we are about future opportunities and collaborations. Finally, do you have a message for our listeners? How can they connect with the commissions or get involved?
Of course, it is a message of appreciation and optimism. Appreciation to our great secretary, who has become the real mover and shaker to activate the network, and who brought the technical know-how to make our group one of the most active commissions in the IGU universe. Gratitude also to the many members that have contributed their time and effort for this non-profit endeavor to advocate for Montology. The optimism comes for the listeners who may think twice in favor of becoming active with our group and help us with our efforts to elevate our acts to the next level. Of course, becoming a member of our commission is a no-brainer choice to make their voice heard and to increase their handprint in favor of advocacy we are firmly exhibiting.
Thank you so much. Before we wrap up, I am truly grateful for your those kind words, and I feel honored to be part of this commission alongside our dedicated members, and especially Fausto, our chair, whose guidance continues to inspire us. This episode has been especially important in giving our listeners an up-close look at the commission's work and the amazing synergy behind our initiatives. For everyone tuning in, don't forget you can follow our project updates and the Montology book series on our website at igumontons.org, as well as through our social media channels. We look forward to welcoming more of you into our global network of mountain researchers. Thank you very much for listening. See you next time on IGU Commission of Mountain Study with more mountain stories. Thank you.